Did you know that there's an executive order that the governor signed here in New Jersey that has placed a moratorium on evictions during the pandemic? Well, did you also know that landlords can still file for evictions, but tenants can't be locked out? At least not until mid-May, as the governor keeps extending by 30 days the emergency order that put a block on getting kicked out of homes. Now, if a landlord is warned by the police and still tries to force someone out of their rental unit without a warrant issued by the court, that's considered a disorderly conduct offense here in New Jersey. And that can include padlocking, changing the locks, shutting off electricity, heat, water, moving possessions outside the home or other means to kick someone out without getting the warrant. Sad thing is, too, some tenants don't seek help from police or attorneys, any state agency, which they have certainly a right to. New Jersey Administrative Office of the Court said they can't provide the number of times people filed in court for what's called forcible entry and detainer in the last few years. Why? Because it would require writing new computer queries to pull that statistics. Yeah, the abacus the state calls their computer system. And New Jersey State Police doesn't track illegal eviction complaints either. Housing advocates say that police and prosecutors real need of training and guidance, updated guidance on how to handle cases where tenants are threatened with eviction during this moratorium. Police should be issuing summonses to landlords as well to take matters into their own hands, trying to kick tenants out. New Jersey Attorney General said he plans to issue enhanced law enforcement guidance, well, sometime before this month is over, and is getting input from law enforcement, tenant advocates, help better inform the police and tenants about the law to prevent illegal evictions. And there's also a plan now to host a town hall March 30th. Members of law enforcement, Lieutenant Governor, volunteer lawyers for justice, other organizations bring attention to the issue. Courts aren't currently holding landlord-tenant trials, but some are really pushing settlement conferences, which often wind up having tenants agreeing to leave even though the moratorium is in place. Another way advocates say landlords are using to push tenants out is accusing them of being squatters, because squatters are not covered under the eviction moratorium. They can file for an order of ejectment with the court to kick out someone who doesn't have the landlord's permission to be there, doesn't have a lease, verbal agreements, has no history of paying a rent. According to court data, owners filed 1,591 so-called ejectment cases in 2020. Comparing that with, in 2019, 2,772. Now, there is an attempt to address this via legislation. It's nicknamed the People's Bill. That's the good news. Bad news is it's been stuck in the State House for months. Housing advocates are saying the bill is the first step to help hundreds of thousands of renters, as well as homeowners, make up missed payments, avoid eviction, or foreclosure. The bill in the Senate, State Senate, S-2340, in the Assembly, A-4034, if you want to look them up at the State House website. This was introduced in April of 2020. I told you it's been stuck. It requires that landlords give the tenants the option of a repayment schedule. If they miss rent checks after March 9th of 2020, if the tenant-landlord can't agree on a repayment schedule, bill offers a default plan, gives a renter 6 months to repay each month of missed rent. Homeowners that have been hurt by the coronavirus pandemic, they can ask their lender for mortgage forbearance or to delay principal and interest payments on a primary residence for a minimum of 90 days. Program can cover missed payments dating back to March 9, 2020. Bill includes an income tax write-off for small landlords with fewer than 10 units. Tax credit would be equal to half the amount of rent that tenants fail to pay during the emergency period that landlords permanently forgive. That being said, the most important thing to remember is that a moratorium does not excuse you from the rent that you owe. You are going to have to catch up and pay up. That's just a simple fact of the matter. What's going to be scary is what's going to happen when the rent moratorium finally in mid-May, at least at this point, comes to an end. Because there's already 8,862 homeless New Jersey residents. Looking at recent studies, homelessness rates fell between 2007 and 2019. Problems started to kick up again, according to U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. 2017, U.S. started seeing a rise in homelessness year over year. That's the first time since most devastating part of the housing crisis back in 2010. Homelessness has a lopsided effect across the nation. California, for example, they saw an increase of 16% in 2019 over 2018. Cities also seem to struggle the most with the lack of housing for the most at risk. More than half of the homeless people, 53%, are in the 50 largest U.S. cities. To identify the states with the largest homeless population, researchers at Porch analyzed data from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's 2019 Annual Homeless Assessment Report that was made to Congress. Using these stats, they figured out the total homeless population per 10,000 residents. They also incorporated data on the homeless population of families with children, those without shelter, those who are considered chronically homeless. This all found that in New Jersey, there are 10 homeless people for every 10,000 residents. In total, 16.7% of the homeless New Jersey population is living without any form of shelter. Chronically homeless, 16%. Homeless individuals, 5,895. Those with children, 2,967. Mentioned California. They don't have, believe it or not, the highest homeless population per 10,000. That's New York. 47.3 per 10,000 people. California was 38.3. As far as overall numbers, California has a homeless population of 151,278, with almost 72% living unsheltered, which explains the sheltering on the street that you see. The tent cities are popping up, places like Los Angeles and San Francisco. Hawaii was actually number two on the list as far as homeless population per 10,000 with 45.3. But then on the flip side, their total homeless population was 6,412, you know, a small piece of land, but a high ratio. So that's why that was as it was.